doing this one today?
Let's see. Okay, so the Kutamaran Tinyana, Torah Chaf Gimel. And we'll see if Rabbi Ellenberg your seat lets us do more. Maybe we'll do a little bit more. So, Lamaiso entered in holding what's tonight? Dalad? Dalad Adar tonight. Yeah, Dalad Adar tonight. It's wild. So, the Nakuda is that we know from the Gemara in Tainis, Mishinichan's Adar Marvin Besimcha. Right? So, we know that what?
Moshe
Rabbeinu is Zayin Adar. Right? So, we know the Indian is the Ein Simcha La Torah. So, again, it's Chus at 11 o'clock at night. We do this Chabura. It's a big, serious Nefesh. But the whole Indian of Simcha. So, if we know though, if you think of Simcha, Panimius, that's like Rav Nachman's headquarters. Think of Simcha, Nachman ben Simcha, his father's name was Simcha. Right? So it's always.
There you go.
It's his mother's name. Right? So the Nakuda is said that this is definitely a good place to find Simcha. You see, these Torahs are mamash loaded with Simcha, but within the Sefer itself, there are not so many specific small pieces that are out there. Simcha's all around this, but after there's a couple pieces that focus just on the name of Simcha. So, try to learn that here. But see, after Shema, a couple of these days of other, we have to make marv b'simcha. We should have a marv b'simcha. You have to do whatever you can to be marv it. So let's figure out ways to be marv our simcha. But see, after Shema, it also says important note. It says mishnichas other marv b'simcha. Right. So you could see someone on the outside a lot who's doing a lot of things that look like he's b'simcha. Hey, he's jumping around. He's dancing around. For example, you see a fish. Yeah. You see a fish out of water. What's it doing? So it looks like he's having the best time. What do we know? It's dying. What does it know? It knows that this is not kishmak and I'm dying. So Nakuda is that the ikar is it's machshava. It's not just on the outside also. Of course, you have to do things that are more simple. Back in the other, we do those things. Dress up, do the different pranks, whatever it is, right? And Nakuda also is that a person has to work that in my machshava, that my machshava is besimcha. Right? That's why besimcha is simosius as machshava itself. Right? That a person has to think thoughts of simcha. Think of things that are misameach to yourself. Yeah? Hey, Chavi, here we go. You ready? Chaf Gimel. Binyan HaSimcha. This is a Givaldic Torah. Alpi Mashal. First, Rabbeinu is going to give us a mashal of what Simcha is. Shelefamim kish b'nei adam smeichim u'merakdim. Sometimes people are very happy and they start dancing. Azai chufim ish echad mechutz. Right? So sometimes, like the other night, we had a dance around the whole base medrash. You only have your guys that are like sitting on the side. Right? So you grab them in, or at a wedding, right? Classic at a wedding. Yeah? Right? Chufim is grab. Chufim, yeah. Chufim is to snatch. Right? So you see that on the outside of the circle, so you grab them in. Yeah? Shehu, azai chorfim ish echad mechut, shehu ba'atzvas, umar shchora. You grab the person from the outside who's like depressed and sad. Umachnisim oso bal karchol esoch machol hamraktim. Right? You force him into the circle. Umachrichim oso bal karchol shi esameach imam gamkein. And you force him to be part of your simcha. Which means that you force him to have simcha also. To be part of the simcha. Kein yesh binyan simcha. Right, so too you see us. That's a mashal, but you see in Simcha itself. When a person is sameach, azay hamar shchora ve'yisurim nistalkim min atzad. What happens is, right, when you're besimcha, all your sadness and your atzvos and your depression, it like goes off to the side. Right, if a person, let's say, it's a mashal, yeah, person's a big like sports fan, yeah. So your team wins the game, right? Even though you could be having a very hard day, but right? You see your team wins the game, you have simcha, and like the sadness is pushed to the side. But what's the dangerous part about that? Is exactly. It's you pushed it away, but what's going to happen? Second, that simcha you have evaporates. What happens? That comes right back. That atzvus, that sadness. Yeah. Aval mali yisera, but there's a higher level. Lihis amets lirdof achar marashchora dafka. Right, to chase after the marashchora. Right, the marashchora is represents depression. Right, not just to push it off to the side. Right, but rather what? To chase it. To chase the marashchora itself. Right, to bring that sadness, that depression into Simcha itself. See a lot of the shonas of Purim here, right? That what that you take, that's what the whole name of Purim is, by the way. Is that you take everything and you're mahabiach it into Kedusha, into Simcha. So the Nakuda is that you grab all the sadness of your life, what? And you. But where are you? Ba'ofen shemar in a way. Ba'ofen means in a way. Shemar shchor ba'atzmat tzavich simcha. Right. It's not just that you pushed off the mar shchor. It's that the mar shchor now the depression became simcha itself. Sheyahafich hamar shchor v'chol yisrael simcha. That all your hard trials in life and all your pains in life now became simcha for you. Kederech habolasoch simcha. Right. That a person who comes into a dance. Right, comes into Rav the Raven, the Shabbos and Meiron. Sha'az migodel asimcha v'achedva. Right, from the greatness of the simcha you have, mehapich kol hadaygos. Right, it takes all your worries. Ve'atzvus, and all your sadness. Ve'amar shkor, and all your depression. And what does it do with it? Shalol simcha. And it's mahapechit into simcha. Right? That everything that you thought was rough times for me in life, now that what? That becomes a shtick of the simcha. Yeah? Nimsa shechotef amar shkora. That you grab onto, you snatch the marashchora, umachnis osa ba karcha l'socha simcha, kemashal. Right, that what you did is just as the mashal, right? You have the sad guy outside the circle. What do you do? You grab him in. So now he's part of the simcha, right? And dafka, the best is when you take those guys, you throw them into the middle of like, you make it about them, you know? So I'm telling you, I've been there, done that so many times. The wedding is the most geschmack part. Yeah. So what you do is you machnis osa ba karcha l'socha simcha, kemashal. Yeah. And but what it's talking about, just as you see that in Mashal, but it's talking about within ourselves also. Yeah. There's a lot of things we've had. Again, everyone here went to high school. Some of you maybe went to co-ed high schools. Some of you maybe weren't Shomer Negiah, right? And Akuda is that what? But so those are hard times. Now you look at that, you look back, you're like, oh my God, why am I pointing to someone else when it's all on me, right? Yeah? Yeah? So I heard this one time last year. A Sephardi guy told me from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He says, when I point at you, right? I point at you. I have three fingers pointing back at me. So when you point to someone else, it's really you should look. It's Givaldi. He said, because basically the discussion at the it was the minion, yeah. It was the minion. Rubisi wasn't there. So I said you have to say the Dvar Torah. He says no, you have to say it. So I point to him like, no, but you're the Tam Chacham here. And he looks at me. He's like, how many fingers are pointing at you right now? I was like, wow, like that's good. That's very good. So a lot of times that's a good thing to think about.
I'm sorry, you never told me
that. Right? No one ever thought of that. Right? It's amazing. Yes, they start pointing like this, right? Here we go, back then, yeah. So the kud is to take sometimes what the hardships you've had in life, you have to realize that what, don't just let them stay to the side as being sadness. Bring it into simcha. It's an avoda, and it's for Bali Aliyah, right? Zeb v'chinas, like it says in Yishayahu, sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha. Right, so what it says is sason v'simcha yasigu, right? Like pleasure and delight and happiness. You yasigu means you grasp it, right? Vinasu and travels away and moves away. Yagun v'anacha, right? Hardships, like we say every night in davening, right? Vaser many yagun v'anacha, right? What happens? Shehay yagun v'anacha. Yagun anacha is the same thing. Yagun is hardships. Anacha is also like, you know, when a person sighs, it's because you're going through a little bit of a tzara. Borchim minasim in a simcha. They run away. Why? Because there's simcha there. Ki be'es ha-simcha. Because at the time of simcha, what happens? The derech of yagun v'anacha, of the sadness, la mon min atzad. What happens? It goes off to the tzad and says, what? Okay, when things calm down a little bit, I'm going to take over again. Aval. But that's for minor legals, yeah? Aval. Tzarech lir dof acharem daika. But no, it's not enough. It's not enough just to be in the circle itself. You have to grab the other guys in also. You have to be mesameach them. So to hear, aval tzarech lir dof acharem daika. Lahasigam lagiyam. To bring your sadness and your depression and your hardships you've had and bring them into the simcha you have. Lachnis osam davka l'socha simcha. To bring them into the simcha. V'zehu sason v'simcha yasigu. Right? So it's so givado me now. What does yasigu mean?
Understand.
It also means to grasp, right? It means to achieve or right to understand. It means to grasp. So now listen to this, yeah? Sason v'simcha yasigu. What does it mean? Shasason v'simcha yasigu v'yispasu. It grabs and it snatches. Es hayagun v'anacha. But the tachlis is that what? It's supposed to grab it and bring it in. Not that it, don't let it run away. Bring it into your simcha. Yeah? Everyone follow that? Yeah? Shehem nasim uborchim in a simcha. That they normally try to run away from the simcha and say, okay, you can have your time now, but I'm going to come back after. Lachniso sam bakarcham lesocha simcha. To bring them into simcha.
What's
bakarcham? Means forcing. Right? Bakarcham literally means against their will. Right? Against the will. Right, kiyesh yagun v'anacha shema sitracha. Really, what depression is and what sadness is, that's the sitracha. Right, that's the satan. She'inam rotzim lios merkava la kedusha. Really, they don't want to have any shaychus to kedusha. Right, they don't want to be a chariot that any part of kedusha can come in through them. Va'alkein heim borchim min simcha. So what do? They say that what if I'm around simcha, what's going to happen to me? Then they might catch me. So they move to the side and say, yeah, don't focus on me, I'm not part of this. But alkein tzarech lahachriach osam. You have to force them. Lahachnis osam lesoch hakedusha dainu asimcha bakarchim. You have to force them in. Yeah? So nekuda is that a person has to realize in life also, you know, we've all been through different things, that things that we regret. Right? Everyone can testify that. We all know that. Yeah? Whether it's if you're a tzaddik, whether it's bittul Torah, right? If you're less of a tzaddik, whether it's doing averas, right? Like bad averas, Bill Torah is pretty bad. I'm talking about, you know, high school dick averas, yeah? So, right? What? This. High school dick averas, yeah? Yeah, it's nice. No, it's a good thing. High school dick averas, yeah? The person has to realize that what, but if you're momin, if you're a mamin and you believe Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem put you in places, and the fact that you're here now, that what? Don't just let those 18 years of life just, you know, let me try to catch up. I need to catch up. Bring them into Simchana. Right? All those things, for example, yeah? You have a person, let's say, the ginormous Ranger fan. Or a ginormous fan, a crazy fan. Like, he'll do anything, Moshe Nefesh for the Jets. Moshe Nefesh for the Yankees, yeah? So now, the Kukudi is, Alpi Chassidus, what that means, Alpi this, means that what? Lamaisa, a lot of that is depression. Why? Especially if you're like a Jet fan or a Met fan, right? Or a Knicks fan. That's your life is basically one. Imagine if you're a Jet fan, Islander fan, Met fan, and like Knicks fan, your life is just one big depression. So the kud is now that what? So now that you've learned a little bit, you realize that that's all sheker. So now the kud is that what? Take that energy you had, just as you would stay up all night for a Yankee game. Right? So it doesn't mean you have to stay up all night to learn Torah. It means that what? Just as you have those kochos, put those kochos into Torah. Put those kochos into Shabbos. Right? You ever see people by Shalosh Shiddur time? I'm very tired. I got a nap. Oh yeah? If the Dodgers were playing now, you wouldn't be napping. So put the kochos into Shabbos. Put them into whatever it is. Right? If I would spend, if you realize how quick people are, I would spend literally $1,000 to be at a Stanley Cup game. Okay, so now I have to pay $5 to go to Mikvah before Shabbos. It's too much for me. I have to pay 70 shekel to go on a bus to Meiron. That's too much, you know? Here's the thing about these. No. It's dafka an opportunity to do tshuva. Just as I showed there, my money was what I would spend it in a second to do anything I want. So now also, using in Kedusha, to bring it into Simcha and not be afraid. Again, it's a much higher task. Why? It's dangerous also. Why? Because that means that you're trying to... Again, if you get that guy who's outside the circle and he doesn't want to come in, he might be very upset at you. Right? But you have to know that what? But you have to work at it. And bring him in. Why? Because you're doing better things for him himself. So that's the nekuda of simcha. To take everything that you have in life and machnis it into simcha. Yeah? So mishinich l'adah. So what does it mean, marbe b'simcha? It's like this also. Is that you have this much simcha in your life. Marbe b'simcha means add all the rest into the simcha also. Yeah? So that's chav gimel. Let's do chav ta'ar also. Yeah? Here we go, chavra. Hands in, boys. Hands in. Hands in, hands in, hands in, hands in, hands in. We have the coach here, we have the captain here. So, Chevra, I think the first five words everyone knows, I think it might be my son's favorite words these days. Right? Mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha tamid. Alright? Mitzvah gedola. He says his mom is a big time mitzvah, it's a commandment, a big time commandment. Lios b'simcha tamid. To be always b'simcha tamid. Right? If you look, what's the last words of Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah? It says, Tov lev mishta tamid. Right, Tov Lev Mishta Tam. It's also an Indian of Simcha Tamidius. Yeah, Uz Gaber Laharchik Ha'atzus. Okay, Chaver, I'll just give you a hakdama to this Torah. You have to follow again a little bit. Remember, we had like an Aleph. It's not as like wild, but just follow what's going on here. Okay. Uz Gaber Laharchik Ha'atzus Amar Shchorak B'Chol Kocho. Right, a person has to do whatever they could to push away the sadness. A lot of times, we get very sad. But you have to mamish work. Chaver, we don't realize that Simcha is an avoda. Right, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, which means it's an avoda. People think no, it requires a lot. It requires a lot of tefillah. Most people in the world today are not happy people. Bichlal, I'm telling you, you don't realize it. Even people who are learning all day, they're not happy people. Like I said to you yesterday, now at mincha, what did I say to you? I said a lot of people in this world could use a lot more smiles. You know, but that's emes, mamish emes, right? The chol hacholas haban al adam, all sickness that comes to a person, kulam ban rak mikilkol simcha. It only comes because of kilkol and simcha, right? Let me say, if a person's with simcha, you're really not going to get sick. Kilkol means like destruction, right? Or a failure, a broken. What's the play when a play? You call an audible. Why? Because the play broke down, right? So it's a breakdown. It's a breakdown of communication, yeah? Kiyesha sara mina. Here you go. This is a little bit deep, but follow. Kiyesha sara mina nigina. Right? There's 10 types of song. For example, if you look at the hill, let me see the words. Exactly. But what are those from? It's from 10 different forms of song. You have the word shira. You have nigin. You have zmiros. Right? You have lamanatseach. Right? You can go through the whole thing. You'll find like tefillah version of song, right? So why are there 10? Shem bechinas simcha. Like it says in Tehillim, Alei Asor, right? Ki simachtani Hashem falach. So you see the word asor. What's asor sound like?
Eser.
It's eser 10. And right after that comes what? Ki simachtani. So you see simcha and asor go together. Simcha and eser go together, okay? Ve'elu yud mine negina. These 10 types of song. Ba'an besoch asara mine defikin. So if you look on your body, a person has 10 different, you know what defikin means?
Pulse,
very good. Right, your feel around. You have a pulse here, you have a pulse over here. Right, so there's 10 different pulses a person has. Okay? So the mice, now let me ask you. If you go to a doctor, you ever realize a doctor goes and they see your pulse. Why? Doesn't matter. Because your pulse is really not good, then you have to go to the hospital. Right? So a person's life, it's your life force. It's pumping blood. Yeah? So now these 10 minei negina come from where? Aban besoch asar minei defikin. Go into the 10 places of the pulse. They mechayin osan, and they give them chias. Vakein kishe yesh kilkul pagam besimcha. When there's a pagam in simcha, shehi. What did we say with simcha is before? She, which is the 10 minei negina. Okay, now we have connected dots. Okay, we have simcha, we have the asar minei negina, and what do we say that our asar minei negina give chias to? The pulse. So now, if you go back to the shoresh, if you don't have simcha, then what happens to the pulse? The pulse is kilkul, and then you're going to get sick. Yeah? So if it's not good and it's not strong, the simcha is not strong, then what happens? Then your pulse is going to be off and then you're going to get sick. That when a person has a kilkul and simcha, it's not just that right now I'm not in a good mood, it's that you're not going to feel well from that. You're going to get sick. All sickness are kol. We know this straight out from just scientifically, right? That if your pulse is not strong, you're going to get sick. And all types of nigunim are kol within these 10 types of nigunim. When there's a kilkul in the simcha, that a person not working at simcha, and a person not bis simcha, okay? So what do we just see from there? That what if a person's not besimcha, you're gonna get sick and you're not gonna be able to live. Right? A person's sick, you can't really live. Right? The gam chachmei rofim harichu baza, and even doctors say this. Shekol hacholas aide mar shchorav atzmas. All sickness comes from where? Depression. You ever realize that how many people that are depressed, unfortunately, are mamash on so many different medications? Why are they on so many medications? Because they mom. Why do people commit chashon to say the word suicide? Right? Because depression. Depression is the worst. We don't realize what someone who's depressed, right? It's mamish the worst thing in the world. You mamish make yourself sick, right? And what do we see? That all sickness comes literally from marishchora. Vasimcha yirfua gedola. We don't realize that it's not just that simcha is like a thing. It's not just a chassidish thing. It's a refua. It heals you. V'la'asid tiskandal simcha mor. And when Mashiach comes, right, the simcha is going to be very, very big. Lakein, Amr Rabbah says from the Racha, Asir Akash Baruch Hu Lios Rosh Cholel Tzadikim Lasad Lavo. Hashem is going to be on top of all the sick people, right? Tainu Sheasem Machol Tzadikim. He's going to make what a circle. He's going to make a circle of the Tzadikim. Fu Yisbarch Yeh Rosh Cholel. And Machol Tzadikim could be lashon of Cholel also of sickness. Yeah. Fu Yisbarch Yeh Rosh Cholel. He's going to be at the head of them. Like it says in the Gemara, that what? That the Shechina, when someone's sick, the Shechina is on top of them. Right? On top of their head. The Gemara Medarim, Shenemar, Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Devai. That Yisadenu means Hashem is present. Al Eres Devai, that's someone who's sick on a bed. Ki ein la hachola shum chiyas. Rak ha-Shechina mechaya. So someone who's sick, they don't have any chiyas. So how are they living? It's because the Shechina is with them. Right? Yeah? So we don't realize that what's going to happen. Lasa lava, when there's such a great simcha, like we say, azi male schok pinu, it's going to be a schok. It's going to be so givaldic, such a simcha. That's what? It's going to heal all the sicknesses, yeah? What else do we see from that? Is that when a person's besimcha now, what are you tapping into? You're tapping into Olam Haba already, which is a wild concept. That's why it says, the whole Indian of Purim is what? Everything we say of Purim is La Netzach, right? Exact. Shua Samayisa La Netzach. Everything by it is what? I think it happens to be that what's come out to you La Netzach? Netzach is 148, Gematria Nachman. La Netzach, oh, very nice. So La Netzach is Gematria with the Kola, I think, Vinahapachu. Yeah, Vinahapachu means that what? La Netzach, Vinahapachu. That when Mashiach comes, which is eternal, everything's going to be Vinahapachu. It's going to be mamash flipped over, right? Everything we thought, like we said yesterday, yeah? Everything we thought was what it's supposed to be, it's going to be Vinahapachu. Yeah, but what's the Iker Nekudah of that? The whole Indian of Purim is Shaykh Las Lavo. It says all the other Yom Tov are going to be Batal except for Purim. Yeah, well, so what do you see? That Purim has a Shaykh to Las Lavo. Why? Because Purim is a day of Yimei Mishtev Simcha. It's a time of Simcha. Mishnech has other Marb Misimcha. Right? And that's a feeling of Las Lavo already. Yeah? The Az, yeah, Shem Yisbarach, Rosh Cholev, the Hainin Rosh HaMachal is going to be the head of the of the Machal, of all the people who are sick, of all the, of the big circle. Because what simcha is, it's the tikkun for all sicknesses. Right, what do you call when you're sitting in a machol? Machol means a circle, right? A dancing circle. So that's what it is. Nikran simcha v'rikudin v'chole. Why? Because it's what heals all the sicknesses. It's what heals that, yeah? Happens to be even that when a person's lazy, when a person doesn't move a lot, your body gets very sick. Right? Because what? Like you ever, someone who's let's say, an obese person, yeah? They get very sick. Why? Because they don't move at all. Right? They don't, and what happens? They mamish, they get sick from that. So why? Because they don't move. There's no activity. So dafka, by the dancing part, dancing is you're moving up and down, you're moving your body. And that's a mamshech, a simchat person. That's really nice, because if you look, that the word marak, yeah, what is the word marak?
Soup.
Rock. Soup, good, soup, yeah, very good. So marak also means to erase, yeah? A rake means empty, you're emptying something out. So if you take the word, so the whole nekuda is that we have a lot of dinim on us sometimes, yeah? So Rav Nachman says in the Kutu Maran, Torah Yud, he says, machas kapayim, v'rikudin, says through clapping your hands and dancing, you're mamtik all the dinim. He has two or three Torahs just on this Indian, yeah? So if you take the word, how do you say dancing in Hebrew?
Rikudin.
So what if you mix up the words rikudin, what do you get?
Rocked in,
but also raked in. That what? Your mom is rocked in. Very good. Rocked in. Yeah? But what are you doing? You're emptying out the dinim. So that's why you say ketzad men rocked in. Yeah? So ketzad men rocked in. All people need. So ketzad men rocked in. Ketzad. Okay, right. I thought you were going to point to Shua, because that's normally what happens when we get into these discussions. Yeah? So ketzad men rocked in. The question is ketzad men rocked in. Is ketzad marocked in? How do you erase din? It's with the rikudin. It's the simcha. That's what's merak all the dinim. That's like Purim, which is the biggest time of dinim on us. Right? It was the final solution of Haman. And how do we fix that? By all the simcha. The simcha that we have, what's mamish mevatel Haman legamrei. Yeah? So that's the nekuda there. Vaklal, shetzarach lizgaber me'od b'chol ha'kochos liyos ach sameach tamid. Person has to misgaber, which means that what? It's hard. You have to really push yourself to really be besimcha. Tamid, always. Why? Ki teva ha'adam, the teva of a person, right? The nature of a person. Limshoch atzmo lemar shchor of atzvas. Machmas pigei u'mikre hazman. Right? The nature of a person is what? To be a sad person. Why? Because that's what the world does, or that's what I do too. Right? And we know, just look around the world, everyone else is depressed. Every other person, you ask a person in New York City, where are you going right now?
I don't know.
You're going to work, no one knows.
Everyone's running everywhere.
Everyone's running everywhere. But no, where are you going right now? If you stop the person, stop the person in the middle of the street, yeah, and said, where are you going right now? I'd be like, I don't know. And you say to them, when's the last time you looked up at the sky? They faint. Right, they faint. Why? Because like, when's the last time a person stopped to think? Right? You look at a person who's like, what? You should do that. Which part? Look about this guy. Ask a person.
Yeah.
Okay. V'chol adam mali yisurim. Alkein tzarach la'achriach es atmo. Yeah. Alkein tzarach la'achriach es atmo. You have to force yourself. B'koach gadol, with a huge koach. Lios b'simcha tamid. L'usameach es atmo b'chol asher yuchav. Afil b'mile d'shtusa. Even if it's mile d'shtusa. Right? Something that's going to be...
Super Bowl on the Kozak.
Yeah, exactly. Mila Dishtusa. For example, that's what I said. Mila Dishtusa in the Tiv, back in my day. One of the ideas, we wanted to watch the Super Bowl, right? So the idea is, where are we going to watch it? So I said, well, great flat screen TV right here. Put on the Kota. You know what I mean? Yeah. Get a big show for that. But it was Misamech, people. We didn't really get it. No. Yeah. But the Kuda is, for example, yeah. If anyone came to Arvada the night, yeah? Yeah, everyone had a partner with dancing, with flapping wings. What happened? Mamash, a big time simcha. Yeah? That's the whole nekuda. I feel mila d'shtusa. Sometimes you do stupid little things. What? But it's a meyach yourself. Why? Because we're holding by a world today that's so depressed. And everyone else is telling you, like, you ever realize people are so quick to ask, what are you so happy about? No one ever asks, what are you so depressed about? Why? Because, oh, that's normal, right? Why are you so happy? Relax. That's what everyone's saying. Right? Why? Because it's a chiddush. Why? Because it's an olam habadik thinking.
Someone asked me why I'm so happy.
Exactly, because it's normal. Because people are jealous. A, people say, no, you should be like us. Exactly. So even though Lev Nishbar, like we learned last week with this board, this is a very good thing to have a broken heart. But only for 1 hour a day, not too much. Like we said last week, right? Last week was his board this week, yeah? This week is going to be his board this week also. His board, this is everything's in his board, chevra. Yeah? So a person should designate time to obviously speak about Hashem, say I'm sorry for things I did, ask to be mikarv yourself. Aval, that's 1 hour a day. Aval kol hayam kulo tzarach liyos b'simcha. But the whole rest of the day has to be b'simcha. Ki milev nishbar b'kal yichol navol emar shchora. Because there's a very fine line between depression and a lev nishbar, and a broken heart. It's mamash, a fine line, it's very dangerous. Ki yoser me'asher yichol nikash al yidei simcha. Right? Meaning that with a lev nishbar, you can mamash fall to depression, ruin everything. With simcha, you're very safe though. Again, you have to be careful with that also, because we know you could have people nikasha to trip up. Right? You could have people smoking drugs all day and jumping on cars. Why? Because they're besimcha. So we know, obviously, it doesn't take an idiot to realize that that's not simcha. And that's also not bresav, and that's not Rabbi Nachman. Right? La vola eza holus, chas shalom. Obviously, we have to balance ourselves. We have to be careful with it. What do we know? But it's better to be besimcha than it is to be depressed. Yeah? Yes. Yeah? Therefore, a person has to be besimcha tamid. Rock at a specific time. We have to realize that simcha is an avoda. And it's not just a thing for kids. It's something that people are working on. Especially LP, what we're learning here from Rabbeinu, it's an ikr. They're ikr and tefil. One of the biggest things is that what? That ain't simcha ki simcha sa Torah. Which means what? That simcha comes together with Torah. That if a person's learning Torah and says, no, simcha, the only simcha comes with Torah, but you're not besimcha, that's a proof that a person's not learning Torah. It's supposed to be a misamech person. Yeah? So chavra, that's what we have to work on, especially in the times of other now, to be misamech ourselves as much as we can. Marbin b'simcha, marbin Torah, which brings a person simcha. B'siyat t'shmei, b'zochadat t'ev, azi mo l'schok pinu, givaldi laughter, b'siyat t'shmei, b'mehir amenu. Amen.